treaty will deliver something. It's still too soon to say whether it will be the treaty we need to stop plastic pollution by 2040.
Welcome to the Plastics Treaty Shorts on the Plastosphere podcast. I'm your host, Anja Krieger. The penultimate session to negotiate the Global Plastics Treaty ended just a few days ago in Ottawa, Canada. I wasn't able to attend in person, so I closely followed it live via social media. But a former colleague of mine from Canada was there. Stephen Leahy is a science and environmental journalist who's reported on climate and other issues for the past 30 years. We worked together 10 years ago in a project called the Climate News Mosaic, and Steve has written for dozens of publications, including National Geographic, The Guardian, New Scientists, and The Atlantic. From Ottawa, Steve covered the treaty negotiations for a financial publication. I asked him about his impressions of this fourth meeting of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee, the INC4. Hear more from Steve.
The Plastics Treaty meeting was much like other big UN negotiation sessions I've been to, say in the climate sector. Thousands of people in various meeting rooms arguing over specific wordings for a treaty and having endless coffee breaks so they can thrash things out in the hallways. The Plastics Treaty is in its fourth negotiation session. It's the second to last one. The final one will be at the end of November in Busan, Korea. There's still a lot of work to do to get a treaty. There's about 2,000, 3,000 brackets in the text of the agreement, which runs about 80 pages currently. And brackets means words and phrases that there is disagreement over. So if you can imagine a sentence that starts off, "We should, shall, could." So each one of those words would be in brackets. Despite the disagreements over many things, there is some progress in thrashing out some of the details because the Plastics Treaty is going to be pretty complicated in the sense that delegates are looking at a whole bunch of aspects of plastic production, collection, waste, disposal. So that ranges from what kind of chemicals are in plastics. Currently, there's about 16,000 known chemicals in plastics, but there's likely more because many of the manufacturers of plastics don't declare what's in the plastics they make. And then, of course, there's just some simple things like, how do we recycle? How do we recover plastics? Should we be continuing to produce even more plastics than we already are? The last number I saw was 460 million tons were produced in 2019, so that'll be higher this year. My focus was more on the health side. So I was talking to a number of experts, epidemiologists and scientists, who've done research on what are the health impacts, particularly of microplastics, from certain types of cancers to diabetes to obesity to lung diseases to intestinal problems. So plastic pollution is a health issue. It's a human health issue. It's also obviously a huge environmental issue. The delegates are becoming aware of the seriousness of the health side of this. And I think there's a strong consensus that there is a need for a plastics treaty. Yes, I got the impression no one wants to walk away from these negotiations without a treaty. Of course, the details of what will be in the treaty remain highly contested. So you have the plastics industry with their fossil fuel supporters who want to limit the scope of the treaty. Most people want a treaty that limits plastic production because at the current pace, we'll be tripling the amount of plastic we're making by the year 2050. These are enormous amounts. The other thing is the industry as well as its supporters don't want to be told what chemicals can or cannot go into plastics because these chemicals are added to make plastics more useful, to make them more pliable, to make them stronger, to make them UV resistant and other aspects. And they feel there's proprietary information based on their chemical formulas. So, the treaty will deliver something. it's still too soon to say whether it will be the treaty we need to stop plastic pollution by 2040. That's one of the targets. I think there will be progress, and there will be a lot of pressure from the public as folks begin to realize the seriousness of plastic pollution on our personal health and on our environment. It's not just a mess we need to clean up, it's something we need to limit our exposure to. And the only way we can limit our exposure to plastics, since they're so ubiquitous, is to begin to limit production and switch over to reusable containers, reusable materials. Otherwise, we're just going to continue to fill ourselves up with plastic bits as well as the environment. So here's hoping the treaty will give us what we need. I'm glad to offer a few thoughts of my own. Cheers.
That was Stephen Leahy on the Plastics Treaty Shorts. You can follow Steve's reporting via his Substack page, leahy.substack.com. I'll add the link to the show notes. INC4 closed early in the morning of April 30th, 2024. The delegates decided to hold meetings to analyze the technical aspects of the treaty in the next month, before the last INC, the end of November, in Busan, South Korea. These expert meetings will look further into chemicals and plastic products to be regulated. But the countries did not agree to look into the primary production of plastics in these intersessional meetings, to the disappointment of many. Richard Thompson from the University of Plymouth also tweeted that, I quote, "The mandate failed to stipulate the critical need for that intersessional work to be guided by scientists, who are free of conflicts of interest with industry." On the bright side, a new initiative was launched called the Bridge to Busan, a declaration of countries that commits to tackling the primary production of plastics. And the G7 countries, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and United States, say they want to tackle the problem at the source and throughout the full life cycle, reducing production and consumption. So there are some encouraging signs. Still, the road to the plastics treaty remains a bumpy one. If you'd like to share a thought on the treaty or solutions to plastic pollution, you can send me a voice message, like Steve did. I will publish selected messages. Find the recording instructions in the description of this podcast. I want to give a huge shout out to the crew of the Climate News Mosaic, especially Ido, who brought us all together. I learned so much about treaty making with these great colleagues. For more on plastic pollution and the treaty, subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform. That's it for now. See you soon.